planetary initiation. First of all, I want to put that in context. So first of all, just a general picture of the world. And I may have hinted the idea that the world is as it is because it's undergoing an initiatory process. And to understand that, what it means for the world, for the planet Earth to undergo initiatory process, we have to start understanding what it is for us as an individual. So when you go through an initiation process as an individual, you usually receive a mantra. And the mantra is a sound frequency. It's a certain vibration. And that mantra is communicated to you, the sound vibration. At the time of initiation, you get an impulse of that mantra and you implant it into your causal body. And then if you keep practicing renewing that energy, it keeps working and working until the mantra fulfills itself. Now you take that to a larger cosmic scale. Our Mother Earth, Gaia, she's also undergoing an initiation process, and that's part of the upheavals of the planet and the big changes. Because when you receive an initiation, you will see that if you correctly receive it, if you are open and receptive, and you're willing to go through the process and carry on with the process, then you notice that certain changes take place inside you. Okay, so that's number one. Changes must come as a result of initiation. So when we talk about planetary initiation, we have to assume that changes must come as a result of the planetary initiation. And just like our normal human initiation, it's done through sound, sounding light, planetary initiation is also done through sounding light, except everything, of course, is on a much vaster scale. Okay, so you receive a certain stimulation through sounding light vibration during the initiation process. So the planet receives a certain global stimulation through sounding light vibration of a cosmic nature. That sounding light vibration comes from the solar logos. In other words, it's the solar logos himself, the ruler, the master of the whole solar system, which initiates a series of actions of vibration which pours down onto the planet Earth and into the atmosphere of the planet Earth. Not the physical atmosphere of the psychic, the mental, the causal, the spiritual, the buddhic, and the etheric physical dimension. In other words, a concentrated beam of light sounding frequency from the solar logos bombards the Earth. Now, one thing which you have to understand is that your initiation is a certain brief time. You know, when you receive an initiation, we explain the idea of it, what it does to you, give you the sounding light frequency, then we practice it, and then away you go and have your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, something like that, and you think it's all finished. Very quick. Now, with the planet Earth, it's not like that at all. An initiation for the planet takes long time, decades and decades and decades and sometimes centuries. Because you remember that we're talking about a vaster cosmic scale. You know, we are just a little atom in the large planet Earth and just microscopic particles in the solar system, in the sun. Okay, so when we talk about planetary initiation, it's not that you get up tomorrow morning and the planet is initiated and everybody goes and have lunch and that's over and done with. It's not like that at all. In other words, the solar logos is steadily bombarding the planet Earth with increased vibrational frequency since about 1875. And this keeps increasing so that in a certain period of time, as I mentioned, around about 200 or 300 years' time, the initiatory energy from the sun will culminate or reach its peak. You know, normally when you bring it down to your human level, you receive the initiation and we repeat the mantra. A certain number of times you receive the initial energy from the teacher, then you repeat the mantra, and there's a certain point when it reaches this kind of peak which you can't go any further, you can't absorb anymore or can't do anything more with it. So, okay, looking at the planet Earth, the initiation from the solar logos started about 1875. And as I said, it's steadily increasing until within about 200 or 300 years it reached its peak. And then it stabilizes. Now, between 1875 and 200 or 300 years from now, we can't actually estimate it scientifically that it's going to be such and such a day, such and such a minute. And, you know, it's a cosmic process, all right? And it depends on how the planet Earth reacts to it and so on and so on. Mother Earth, how it reacts to it. But what is important to note is that because initiation is introducing an extra electromagnetic dynamic energy called Shakti, a certain aspect of Shakti, a certain aspect of divine energy which is infinite. Shakti is actually just an infinite stream of energy, but certain pulsations from it move towards the earth, stimulate the earth, and puts the earth on fire. Okay, now, this has nothing to do with, as I said before, the zodiacal story, the movement through time and space and the horizontal scale of the zodiac. This is something else. And it's also nothing to do with the descending pressure from the nirvanic level, as we mentioned in the previous talk. There is a descending pressure also from the worlds above, dimensional pressure coming down. This is a third factor. This is a direct initiation from the solar logos to the planetary logos, okay? If you like, the solar logos is the Lord and Master Ishvara of our system. Well, every now and then, every few million years or every few hundred thousand years, our planet Earth undergoes an initiation because she has to also develop cosmically. She's a cosmic entity living in cosmic space, and including our solar system is actually undergoing an initiation at the moment. That's precisely why the planet is undergoing an initiation, because our solar logos was receiving an initiation about 2,000 or 3,000 years ago at the time of the Buddha it began from an extra cosmic source, extra solar systemic source. So since that time, our solar logos has been bombarded with high-frequency cosmic vibration, which serves as an initiation for his cosmic development on the cosmic scale, which in turn reflects back onto the planetary scale. So the initiation rays dissolve in our solar logos, and he in turn sends it down to the various planets, including our Earth. So you have to look at the vast cosmic movement and how it filters through from a great cosmic initiator, initiating our solar logos, who in turn hands the modified energy, very, very modified and scaled down energy into the planets, who also modify it and bring it down to human and the other hierarchical level, very much modified, okay? But what's important to understand that this planetary initiation, it's something which is unavoidable. It's not something we have created or not something we can do about. It's something which just it is. It is just happening. Now, coming back to you and coming back to the planetary situation so you understand it carefully, because as I said, this generation will experience the next two generations increasingly more. Whatever happens to you will be nothing compared to 200 or 300 years when the divine wave will achieve its peak. Okay, so when you got initiated, you may have noticed, those of you who received several initiations, maybe Sanskrit initiations or Hebrew mantras or Arabic mantras or whatever mantras you were receiving, you may notice that after the initiation always there is an after effect which can manifest immediately or 2 or 3 hours later, or 2 or 3 days later, or 2 or 3 months later, depending how slow you are. You know? If you are very slow, well, at the end of your life, you might something happen. Okay, but anyhow, sometimes there's instantaneous reaction. So what is the kind of reaction? Some of you feel extremely joyous, kind of feel that, you know, something wonderful is happening to you. The other kind of person feels extremely upset and start crying like anything, okay? Ooh. Okay. So you can respond to an extra energy through tears, but that can be tears of joy. This is where you have to understand, because we have to put this on a large cosmic scale for the planet. But first, we're just dealing to you individually, okay? When you are stimulated from the initiatory energy, what happens is that we mentioned before, when your heart chakra is opened up or stimulated through a particular mantra, heart mantra, whether it's Sanskrit mantra, Arabic or Greek or Latin or Hebrew, when the heart chakra is stimulated, I didn't mention that after when the heart begins to glow, it will go up and it will go down. So naturally it will stimulate your solar plexus also, as well as stimulate your throat chakra, and then later on it stimulates further up and further down until the whole system becomes the grand cross. It's shining from causal down below your feet like a radiating cross, okay? Anyhow, what I'm trying to say is that you must have a reaction to it, the initiation process, and it's perfectly valid and perfectly okay how you react to it. It is just your reaction to the energy which has been implanted inside you, and it must come out somehow. The energy has to show itself somehow. So all the reactions are quite good. Like, for instance, if you feel like crying, then cry, and it's perfectly okay. You know, a lot of people react to the spiritual energies by crying. Some react quite kind of almost hysterically. Some react by jumping up and then being joyous about it. Whatever your reaction to it, just accept it as normal, and there's nothing wrong with it, and it's nothing like something wrong with you. It is actually quite normal. Because the energy received into the heart will also work down, and the first chakra it will hit is the solar plexus. Now, if your solar plexus is in harmony, then you will be just grinning like that. You know, you'll be all like this and grinning, you know, quite nice, okay? Depending on how the energy strikes you, if your solar plexus has been very wobbly or very, you know, having processes of all kinds, then of course the energy, extra energy, will hit those processes and you, boom, you burst out on the emotional level, okay? It's quite normal. Now, that's the healing part of it. You find that those of you who tend to react emotionally, either crying for joy or crying because you're just crying or crying because you want to cry, whatever the reason or whatever emotional wave hits you, you find that afterwards everything becomes peaceful and quiet. So what it is that, you know, you have actually a knot in the solar plexus, which means that the solar plexus chakra is all squashed up and all knotted up because of negative emotions or just because of your extra busy emotional nature all the time. So when this initiatory energy hits it, it starts stirring it up and everything else. So you have to react emotionally in different ways. Now, when you reacted to it, afterwards comes like peace and quiet, something like a harmonizing process. You feel like, oh, everything is fine. This is only those of you who have the solar plexus thing going on. So after the initiation, you have a reaction, but if you allow that reaction to take place, what it does is that it clears out the solar plexus, it releases the tied up, knotted up energies, you cry your eyes out, and everybody in the group will come and pat you, show that it's okay, you will survive, we won't take you to the hospital, you will be fine, you know, you believe them, you will be fine. And then a few minutes later, yeah, I'm feeling so good now, you know. Okay. So this is just a very normal process, and the emotional type will go through it, accept it, everybody accept it, it's quite normal. You know, the saints of India and all the saints, they used to cry a lot. If you read the life story of the Christian saints, the Sufi saints, the Hindu saints, the Buddhist saints, all of the saints who were following the heart way, they always talk about being in tears and crying for God and all that sort of stuff. Crying is a human reaction to cleanse the solar plexus from, you know, the humanly created moods and stuff like that. So it's quite normal. So don't get worried about it. Just accept it. And as I said, it's a healing process itself. These are just effects of the initiatory process mantras or energies. But what I want to tell you is to recognize that in yourself, because now transfer it to planetary initiation. So if you cry or something, you have an emotional release because of the initiatory mantra taking place inside you. So what does our planetary mother do? She goes through an emotional reaction too. You know, you have to remember that what we call emotional on a cosmic scale is relative to our emotional condition. You can't say that the Mother Earth feels in the same way as we feel, human emotions. But if you can imagine yourself as a cosmic being, then you have cosmic kind of reactions which we might term relevant to our human emotions. And then you have a cosmic mind which is like our mind, except of course it's infinitely vast and more potential. So at a certain level, which on the planet Earth is what we call the astral world, the astral dimension, she reacts to it emotionally. In other words, the astral world will react to it heavily, to this inpouring of the solar systemic mantric sequence, because the solar logos is intoning a mantra for the Mother Earth, which causes the initiatory process. A mantra will be intoned, which is a sounding light current, until the particular initiatory sequence is completed. But in the meantime, she reacts to it emotionally. Okay, like we do, but on her way of emotional, which is of course stirring up the whole astral world and the whole astral hierarchies and the whole astral phenomena and everything else, which also impacts on the physical, aesthetic, and finally in the physical dimension. So massive waves of the astral energies will impact on the physical, aesthetic dimension and finally down to the physical world. So this is how you have to understand that the planetary initiation will cause problems. You can't avoid it. You know, as I mentioned before, people think that, this golden age will come, everybody goes into a smoochy nice stage and bliss out and we all shake hands and one big happy family. Well, 1875, did you see this one big happy family? No. And you won't see it for a while. Centuries and centuries and thousands of years have been the same. Same kind of energy thing, same kind of behavior pattern, same kinds of routine stuff. Even on the planetary sky level, even, you know, the astral body of the planet Earth, which is your emotional body, has been functioning in a certain accepted order of the day. Now, of course, she's bombarded with some extra velocity vibrations. Obviously, there's a repercussion or reaction there, and obviously she has to go through a clearing process. She has to break down in the same way as human beings do. But as I said, this is itself a healing process. It's nothing wrong with it. It's just the planet, she adjusting to the new state, or her new possibility. Every initiation is a possibility of moving from the past into the future, a possibility of moving into a larger view of reality, a larger experience of reality. So she will have to go under certain modifications until that larger reality will be acceptable and maintainable. She can hold on to it, okay, as a planet. And if Mother Earth can hold on to it, then she will hold all the creatures and all the entities on it on that new wave. That's what we call the time of resurrection. You heard about in the Bible saying that when all these big dramas of the earth goes, then Christ and his angels or masters will rule for 1,000 years. Because that's really, as I mentioned, the ultimate possibility of the extension of the whole cosmic initiative, right? At that time it should finish and everything should actually stabilize. And either we entered the golden age or we didn't. But nevertheless, we have already progressed. The fact that those processes are going on and will be going on is already a sign of progress. But as I said, it has repercussions or side effects. And those side effects have to be understood. There's nothing wrong. It's just like, on a planetary scale, Mother Earth will react. And she has to, by law. And we have to understand why certain things are happening. One of the things, her reaction is that the psychic dimension is opening up, and since 1875, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of mediums and psychics and channelers. I mean, it's increasing in certain places much more than the Orthodox religion. Like a few years ago, there was in Brazil 10,000 mediums, according to some government statistics, people who call themselves medium and talk to the spirits and all that sort of stuff and did the astral stuff, okay? That's just in Brazil alone. Now, we don't know how many mediums or channels are around the world, but it is increasing. And why it's increasing? Because as the astral world is being stimulated, as I said, through the initiatory energy of the solar logos, naturally people are psychic or born psychic or have natural ability tuning into the astral currents, and they're coming out with all kinds of stuff which is 90% wrong anyhow. Very seldom they're actually precise and really correct as to the real facts of things. We're sort of able to discriminate which is actually really the truth and which is only just an illusion. You know, because the astral world is actually a very elusive place. It's a mixture of all kinds of energies, wrong energies, false energies, what we call Maya. It's the world of Maya, false perception. So the channels usually have described things in a completely wrong way and inaccurate way. In fact, sometimes dangerously false way, because they get their source not from a higher dimension but from the astral. Anyhow, we're just trying to tell you that because of the stimulation of the astral world, one of the side effects will be the increase of psychism or psychic nature. It's just a side effect. Again, we don't say it's right or wrong. You know, like when you cry, it's not right or wrong. It's just an effect which you have to go through. So the planet itself and humanity itself will have to go through the psychic phase until they discover what is beyond that. That is to say, discover the Buddhic dimension, because the Buddhic dimension is the world of oneness, the world of unity, where everything is one. There is no two or three or four or five, or you and I, there is only the one. And that's not found in the astral world, but in the Buddhic dimension. Okay, so coming back to the planetary initiation, as I said, might last for a few hundred more years and ultimately will fizzle out about 1,000 years' time. But by that time, we have either the whole planet shifted into a completely radically new awareness level, or Mother Earth vibrates at a 1,000 times higher keynote than it is now, or else whatever has been achieved, we just stabilize at that. Even so, it's still a big jump. It's like, for instance, if you still have scientists in the future age, 5,000 years later on, and they still have these little gadgets and things to measure the cosmos, by that time I hope they're going beyond that. But in any case, if you still, there is a historian, they will look back, he says, something must have happened, because before 1875, this was that, and 2010, it was such a thing, and I can't figure out now, what could have happened that made all these huge colossal changes? So, what could have happened which made any colossal changes? I said, an interference from a higher reality. For any major change to take place in one civilization or a planetary civilization, then you have to have an extra source or an extra higher energy voltage or some higher beings or something has to introduce that higher reality. And this is what historically always happened. This is what happened in the past ages when there was a major leap forward in consciousness. The something extra was introduced into the scene. Well, that usually is initiatory energy. You know, in the case of civilization like India or Greece or Rome or Persia or China, or Mongolia or somewhere, the extra energy was provided by a great saint or a great adept, a great warrior or a great lord who actually received the power from the higher source. And they bring that power down and they made changes in the great civilization, made a new civilization. So we're talking about an individual working at a certain space and time, at a certain locality, bringing in vast changes because he or she had the connection with the higher realities and received the instruction, the power and the motivation to change that area of the world. But always had to be an initiatory ritual, initiating a whole new series of realities, okay? Same as Guru Nanak or Moses or Rama or Krishna or Lao Tzu or the people who founded the Persian Empire, the Chinese Empire, whatever. Those great people with great power coming from the higher dimensions. Now, you take that now not just as an individual but planetary-wise. Now, the same is happening, but as I said, not one individual but the solar logos himself is bombarding, producing the new initiatory process, affecting not one little locality, not one little part of the world, not one country, but the whole of the planet. This is something really vast, something really extraordinary, amazing. Now, the other point is that the solar logos is not going to work through one person. Like in former times, the higher agencies did work through one person. Maybe it was Buddha at his time. Maybe it was Guru Nanak at his time. Maybe it was Moses. Maybe it was Muhammad. Maybe it was Lao Tzu. Maybe some great saint who individually did something for that particular community or for that evolution of that particular part of the planet. But now it's not like that. This time the solar logos is bombarding the whole of the planet, or rather the whole of the Mother Earth from within, which means that the Mother Earth from within has to expand. And it means that that expansion will touch many, many people. So in this particular dispensation, you don't have only one guru or one teacher or one great warrior or one great statesman or one great somebody doing all the things for the whole planet. No, it's going to be many. Everybody who is ready for the possibility of absorbing the incoming energies and distributing will be used. And this is being used now, being used since 1875. And it will be more and more as the decades go on. There's more and more people will be agents for the solar logoic energy, for distribution of the planet. So we're not talking about one person or one great person at the United Nations who will change the whole world, or somebody in America or Russia will say, okay, I'm going to change the whole structure of the planet. No, it's going to be many, many people. Many, many people who are actually have that ability to work with the higher frequencies, the higher energies. So we're not going to have the resurrection of the Christ as one person. We have resurrection of the Christ as many persons. Okay, you have to understand that. It's not just one Christ coming on earth. You know, like Christians kind of believe that the Christ himself will come on earth. He may. the being called Jesus, he may walk on the earth. Buddha may not come on the earth because he is completely tuned out from this mania, but many other kind of beings, spiritual beings, may come on the earth, and there's no reason why not. The more, the better. So far as I'm concerned, if we have 1,000 masters walking physically on this earth, so the better. So the thing is that, to understand it now, it's a major change is happening. It's no longer just this country, this place being awakened a little bit. Now the plan, the divine plan, is the vast awakening of the planet. And that's why all the religions and all the people who are behind, and some religions are in the 14th century, they will have to be shaken up. So there will be a lot of shaking up on this planet. And because people are so far back, some areas of the planet, that they're literally out of tune with what goes on. And the same thing as, you know, when you have an old-fashioned radio set, when you had these little knobs and then you tune into it. Well, it's like that. The planet is going through a fine-tuning in. And people who are a little bit behind, or a few thousand years behind, they will have even a bigger shake-up. And certain religious authorities will have to have a real big shake-up, because they are just really behind. And the planet needs to move ahead. It can't hold back and just be in the past energy frequency vibration. So that also causes problems, conflicts too. So, you know, it's like that's on a planetary scale. This is why since 1875 we had the Russian Revolution, the First World War, we have the Second World War, we had all kinds of problems and disasters, and it will increase. But remember, that's all good. Because what it is that the planet finally can get rid of the old stuffy vibration, the old stuffy people, the old stuffy human beings who've been holding back the initiatory process. And it's good, because what is good is that she can breathe better, she can become more herself as a cosmic citizen, as an entity in the cosmos. She can actually get rid of her solar wobbly thing here, solar plexus, which is caused by the human beings, by the way. All her problems are caused by the human beings' negative attitudes, thoughts. And you have no idea how much negativity human beings generate all of the time, for hundreds of thousands of years, day and night, 24 hours a day, relentlessly. And that impacts on her solar plexus, so it has to be cleared. So a lot of the human beings will have to be cleared from the negative frequencies and vibrations. Anyhow, planetary initiation is a great opportunity for the planet, and it's an incredible opportunity for humanity itself, if humanity could understand and cooperate with the process. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of opposition. There will be a lot of opposition, but you have to accept it as a fact. And we have to push through it and keep going regardless what happens. We just have to stick to the plan. We know what sort of thing to materialize. So, coming back to you, talking about the opposition, we mentioned that the initiatory process brings up your solar plexus things, which is fine. It's a nice purifying process. But the other one is the opposition, because also within you, there is an opposition to your own progress. That might seem to be very, very strange, but a certain part of you, what we call the routine part of you, that which always been doing the same thing ever since you were born, you know. You get up in the morning at 5 to 8, you have your croissant and your coffee, right? At exactly 5:30 you rush out of the door, grab your car key and open your car, and by 8:30, you're exactly in your desk, looking exactly as if you've always been there. Then you go through your whole routine of your life, and you have your dinner exactly same time, your afternoon tea exactly same time, go home, embrace your wife and kid at a certain time in the afternoon, and you do the same thing. So there's a certain routine part of us, okay? Now, you have to exemplify that routine part in every human being, and routine part how society itself functions on a large scale. Now, what happens when that's going to be disturbed by new energies, new vibrations, new realities, new states of consciousness? You have to reckon that it can be a little bit of a problem. So, if you understand that what appears to be a problem is not really a problem, it's just upsetting the status quo, upsetting how things always have been. When you have whole humanity totally routine-minded, always doing the same just because they did it for forever. Now, when the new energies come, there will be a shake-up, so there must be a reaction to it. And again, we have to understand that it's fine. It's just the way has to be worked out, okay? You don't say it's wrong because they're reacting, because they can't help reacting, and everything is fine, you know. We just have to work through it stage by stage. All humanity has to go through it and heal themselves until come to the knowledge what is important in this experience. Why this experience as it is, and why am I stirred up by something new? You know, suppose if you are a school teacher and, you know, all the year, the students, you had them in these desks here, in these rows, you know. You have been like that for 6 months. You knew each student where they were sitting. And you come in, first thing, 8 o'clock in the morning, say, we're going to reshuffle the class. You guys come here, you come here, and you come there, and you come there, and you come there. Pandemonium, the kids don't like that, okay, because they used to sit next to this friend or that friend, they used to make noticings here and noticing there, and if you shuffle them up, they don't like it. A little worldly example. People don't like when things are stirred up a bit, okay. Well, world wars are a little bit of a stirring, okay, big world wars are stirrings. But afterwards comes the resolution. Afterwards comes a sensation of peace, a sensation of settling down, a sensation of a new rhythm. So on a scale of planetary initiation, there is a stirring, and then there's a settling down of the vibration, the new vibration. You know, the new vibration has to accomplish itself, and then once it's strong enough, it will neutralize everything else. And that's when you hear the song in the sky, as I mentioned before, the great melody of the cosmos. You will hear it once all this turbulence of the earthly vibrations have settled down quiet, and then you begin to hear the cosmic harmony, the cosmic rhythm, and you understand why all that big revolution had to be taking place. Now, this is the same in your human life too. You go through these things, you come to a retreat or something like that, you get all worked up and everything else, but then you lay back and let everything settle down, and you realize that you are no longer the same person. Something radically changed inside you, and it changed forever. It's not a joke. It's something you can't sometimes put into words, but you know that you have changed, and you know that it's irreversible. You cannot go back to the same self as you were before. Even if you hate the idea, even if you resist it, you cannot be the same again. So talking a little individual human scale, when you receive initiation, it changes you irreversibly. You cannot go back anymore. But on a planetary scale, by the time a solar logos intones the last syllable of the mantra, which the planetary logos is receiving, the planet will be changed irreversibly. It will never be the same again. Which means that, of course, everything on the planet has to change. We human beings have to adapt to a new vibration, to a new reality. The plants will have to adapt, the animal kingdom, the angelic hierarchies, the archangelic hierarchies. Everything that lives and moves on this planet will have to change. It's not just, you know, as I mentioned before, a little local change when Buddha tried to change a little bit of India, and the Christ walked there at Jerusalem and tried to change the Jewish people a little bit, or Guru Nanak tried to change another part of India a little bit. You know, it's not like that at all now. It's not local anymore, it's global. And that global, of course, will manifest that everybody, even the most primitive tribes, have to be brought out of their backstage and forward. You know, everybody will be found on this planet. There will be no place where people can live how they lived 40,000 years ago. It's no longer possible. Everybody will be have to boot up into a much higher frequency and reality. And that, of course, means a real transformation. Okay, so I just wanted to tell you about the planetary initiation and the side effects, and that although it may be painful at that time, it's actually good. It's like it has to be gone through. And all these disasters you will see, and all these diseases and God knows what, those are just side effects, part of the whole purifying process. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you just go through it, and the whole society will have to go through it. But once it's done, it's finished, then the whole Mother Earth can breathe better in space, in the cosmos, and in a more living relationship with our Logos, our deity, Ishvara, the solar Logos, or Sat Purusha, the divine being, who is actually incarnated in the whole solar system. We have a better relationship with him, or it, if you like. It's a divine, huge cosmic being. So as our relationship is better, the civilization and life on this whole planet Earth become better, 1,000 times better than it is now. Of course, everything will be different. The way you go to work will be different. and the way you run family life will be different. I mean, the whole structure of society will collapse, not tomorrow, but over the next, you know, as I said, decades and maybe 200 or 300 years, a new idea of human relationship will be forming. A new idea of how to live physically in this world will be forming. There's many, many changes like that, which, of course, initially it will be painful because people will resist it. You know, for instance, if you tell the oil companies that, you know, we should run on electric cars, which have been first invented in 1920 already, but each time it was shelved naturally, at least 10 or 15 times now they discovered electric cars and all kinds of cars running on hydrogen, all kinds of things. You hear about them and they disappear again out of view because certain interests will make sure that while the oil lasts, everything runs on oil and nothing else because it's money, it's big profit for them. So in any case, all these things will change, you know, not suddenly, but as I said, as the pressure comes into re-understanding our way of being and doing on this planet, many structure and way of doing things will change in society.